This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
A challenging stealth tactics game that pays homage to the TV series. This is your IGN review of Stargate Timekeepers by Leanna Hafer. You never quite know what you're going to find on the other side when you step through the Stargate, and when it came to Stargate Timekeepers, I certainly wasn't expecting a very competent stealth tactics game. All the same, slinking across varied alien worlds and setting up well-timed tactical ambushes ended up feeling like a natural fit for the types of budget-constrained capers SG-1 got up to in the earlier seasons of the show. The story isn't anything to report back to Command about, but the vibes and presentation hit the spot. Timekeepers definitely takes its cues from the Stargate SG-1 television show, though it focuses on a completely new team of quippy characters. The slightly campy tone is pleasantly reminiscent of an era before prestige TV, when things were a bit less grim and serious, and you might see United States Air Force officers knocking out alien soldiers and tying them up with ropes. At the same time, it doesn't come off as overly goofy or comedic, striking what I found to be a good balance. The fast-paced plot is set in the same universe as SG-1 and Atlantis, picking up during the seventh season's climactic Battle of Antarctica before following a parallel adventure completely new to Timekeepers. Therein lies a bit of a problem, though. If you don't know anything about Stargate lore, the writers are basically hurling you off a cliff. There's no effort made to explain what Stargate Command does, or who the Jaffa or the Goa'uld are, or why Earth is currently at war with someone named Anubis. I had to go wiki diving to remember what was going on at this point, and I've seen the whole series multiple times. Granted, it's been more than 10 years since my last rewatch. It seems intended for existing SG-1 fans only. Timekeepers doesn't look half bad, all things considered. The portraits, character models, and particle effects aren't especially modern or detailed, but each level features rich and interesting alien environments, from a star-lit forest settlement to an ancient jungle temple, with plenty of character to keep things from feeling repetitive. The level design also provided a satisfying difficulty curve, adding in new elements like patrolling drones, at a steady pace and always making me think on my feet to adapt to the scenario. I also really like the mission intros, which are formatted like the previously on recaps from the TV show. A couple of them cut off awkwardly and seem like they may be missing some animations that were meant to transition seamlessly into a level, but it's a nice touch. I feel like I'm playing through an episode of SG-1, and that's a welcome experience for me. I also have to give a nod to the clean, readable UI and dialogue subtitles. The loading screens even show coordinates being dialed in on the Stargate, which is pretty neat. Things can go a bit sideways sometimes, though. In one mission, a patrolling enemy randomly found a body I had hidden something like 30 minutes ago and alerted all of his friends to come look for me, but we'd already left the area completely, so they were just running around randomly in a panic, bunching up on ladders and completely breaking each other's AI and animations. What makes this worse is that you can't save your game if there are any enemies alerted anywhere on the map. So I just had to hit fast forward, a great feature for speeding up patrol cycles and dealing with nonsense like this, and wait for them to calm down and go back to their posts. I'm pretty pleased with the first 7 episodes of Stargate Timekeepers. SG-1 and Atlantis have been off the air for 15 years now, and it sounds like we won't be getting any more Shadow Tactics games. So to get an experience that combines both of those bygone things I adore so effectively is a great surprise. I wish the story and characters had a bit more depth to them, and there are some issues with enemy behavior and missing keyboard shortcuts that could use a bit more polish. But overall, I would gladly venture forth through this Stargate again. Stargate Timekeepers IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Stargate updates, visit us at IGN.com.
spoken layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.